This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And 105.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our seven offices in Richmond or walk into one of our three ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James Rivera Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. thesaber.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and James River Air. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking?
Good.
Season 17 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Here we go. Who's Talking tonight? Last show
of 2025.
I can't believe it. But
and Hobbo back in the studio. That's big news.
I'm surprised you found the studio.
I've been here a few times. What is this? Show number what?
780.
580.
Well, 580, I mean.
580. So that's a lot of times coming right to the same location. But how about those Who's? 11 win season. Now, let me put a little controversy out there early before we go to John Cooper and Noah Greenbaum. But my main man, Devin Neal.
Yes.
He had 11 tackles and maybe the biggest pass breakup
of his career
and for Virginia in a long time, because if he had not broken up that pass, and that guy had a foot down in the end zone, if Missouri gets that touchdown, we are sad Who's tonight. So that was a critical play.
That's not controversy. You know what that is? That's the cardiac calves at their best.
I know, but I'm not saying Chandler Morris shouldn't have been the MVP, but Devin Neal, he was a close second, if not the winner of that MVP.
I think every player on the team and every coach on the squad, every consultant, every cheerleader, everybody involved knows that Devin Neal, amongst others, made plays that saved the day. How they allowed Missouri to drive down the field late.
Well, here's my other point. Under 2 minutes to go, they have like third and three, and they run the ball up the middle. See, my theory there is get a swing pass or throw to your tight end or do something to get the first down, because if they get the first down there, the game is over.
Well,
but they punted the ball back to Missouri, and Missouri drives down and has a chance to win the game.
We can come back to some of the strange calls made by Dez Kitchings, except this is just one of like 30 this year. So, where do you begin?
Well, that could have been a call that was talked about for a while if Missouri had come back to win the game. Now that Virginia's won, nobody will care. But anyway, as we said,
John Copper.
Copper.
Copper. Copper. Not Copper. Cooper.
Copper Penny. Did I say Cooper?
Yes.
Oh,
Copper Penny.
Hey, John, I'll take care of him during the next break. I got a bullwhip over here.
He's going to smack me upside the head. But
let's hold on. Let's get your take. UVA's defense did a marvelous job on Saturday night. I'm not sure the Cav defense, you know, limelight type game, ABC network, all that, Gator Bowl. I mean, they played spectacular after that first drive. The first drive, they weren't bad. I just don't think they were ready for the fact that that running back is good. Now, I don't know why he was standing on the sidelines for almost the entire second half. He must have said something ugly to a coach. But I'll tell you this. The defense Virginia played for two-thirds of the first half and almost the entire second half was lights out. Could you believe it?
It was one of the most complete defensive games I've seen. I mean, when you take a team like that and hold them to 7 points, I think they had one quarter. I think the third quarter, I think they got 30-some yards or something silly like that. I mean, it was a lot of fun to watch, and they really rose to the occasion for the game, for sure.
Yeah, it was 37 yards in the third quarter.
And you know what's even more unbelievable is they did it without Cam Robinson, their best linebacker, and arguably the best number three linebacker for Virginia, also missed the game, Maddox Marcellus, who was filling in for Cam Robinson, who has shown in recent games that he's a real player. Now, his shoulder must have gotten tuned up, and he didn't play. But, and they didn't play, this game with, Jason Prevard, the junior spur defensive back that made the interception and all those great plays against Florida State. He sat the game out because he's gone in the portal. So,
what does every coach say? Next man up.
Yeah, that's all poppycock. You gotta have people.
Well, it helps to have talent.
You gotta have
sure.
some players that can play. So it means Virginia has more depth than they're being given credit for, John.
Yeah, and when you're playing, I mean, we talked about this. I guess it was a couple of weeks ago. I mean, when you have a playoff environment, guys are going to get hurt. You're going to have guys miss games for various reasons. And having that depth, and I think you're right. I mean, I don't think people gave them enough credit, but it was. I mean, it's a testament to the team, Frank. I think what you said opening there, every coach, every player. I mean, this was championship level football, and they rose to the occasion and they got it done.
You know, I'm just amazed that they were able to shake off the disappointment of the ACC championship game overtime defeat. And in just a few weeks, rally and then play just a incredibly well-played game in so many ways. I wouldn't call it a spectacular game, but Chandler Morris was, what was he, 10 for 10 on third downs?
It was very good. I don't know.
And he was 2 out of 3 on fourth downs.
He had a good game. And Missouri, I don't think they were missing many people from their defense, and their defense is really good. So it was a great effort.
Huge defensive struggle. Noah, are you online?
I'm here.
Hey, all right. Talk about Will Bettridge. Guys. Talk about Will Bettridge, Noah. You're a former UVA place kicker, punter, specialist extraordinaire. What do you make of Will Bettridge, and should he have been 3 for 3? I mean, he was 2 out of 3, I think.
He was 2 out of 3. Look, I mean, he's the all-time leading field goal kicker now, right? So you can't ask for a whole lot more. And, he's had an incredible career. He's somebody that you could really rely on. He didn't have the strongest of legs, but I'll tell you what, as a football coach, if you know that, hey, this guy's money from 40 yards in and I can call my game around that, that's all you can really ask for, rather than have somebody that's got a strong leg and is erratic.
Well, I want to get to the big question. All right, we've got John Copper, former UVA linebacker, set all kinds of records for 3 years of terrific tackling, and Noah, a very bright student athlete who has demonstrated in many visits on the show that he knows the game. What does this win and what does this 11-win season mean to you guys? John, let's start with you and then we'll go to Noah.
I mean, I think you have to put this up there with, you know, I would say two of the best teams in UVA history. You know, you look back, even though, you know, the total win count at the end of the year wasn't as high, but you look at our 95 team, you know, that goes down as one of the top teams in UVA history. And then you go back to the 98 team as well. I mean, I think you look at those couple of teams overall, and you know, this has to be up there with, you know, definitely top two or three team that we have fielded and season that we have played, you know, throughout the and the 11 wins. I mean, that's a first for us, which is, you know, I mean, that's a big deal. So I mean, this is going to go down as one of the, you know, top three or four teams that UVA has ever fielded in its history.
What about you, Noah?
Yeah, look, I mean, it started back in December of last year with that big gift. And, you know, I've held several NIL events in my office, you know, continuing to drum up interest. But, you know, I called this the most important season in the history of UVA football, right? Because we've never had this much amount of money being poured in. And for this team to be under that pressure and under that microscope and not only, you know, get 7 or 8 wins like we all hope, but get 11 wins, the most in program history, I just think is incredible. And, you know, I think that, you know, the return on, you know, everybody's investment is more than we asked for. And I think that the momentum of finishing with a win after the disappointment with Duke, I think just, you know, all of this just carries into next season, and I expect more of the same.
So, John, talk about the effect going forward, potential on recruiting, on, you know, sponsorship of, you know, for the ball games, the program, you know, season ticket sales. What do you think will be the offset to all this? What's the ultimate impact?
Yeah, Noah hit it on the head. I mean, when you win the final game, you carry that momentum into the off season. Which mostly that's, I mean, one, it's player morale, but two, it's also recruiting. And those two things go hand in hand. And you look at what we're doing with the facilities on campus. I mean, the facilities are incredible. You look at the NIL sponsorships that we've been able to have there for the players coming in and our ability to recruit with that. And then you look at the positive momentum. I mean, we won 5 games last year. We were, you know, coming out, I think, to come in last in the ACC, you know, come in a near miss for first, you know, come in second in the ACC, win a bowl game, and, you know, against a very good Missouri team to close out the year. So, you know, I think Noah hit it on the head. It carries a lot of momentum, and it really starts to propel into next season, because it's also no longer just, you know, high school players that want to come, but it's also guys looking at transfer portal and going, okay, where can I go, you know, and have a chance to win? And UVA definitely, you know, starts the off season with that at the top of the list for a lot of guys that may be looking for a new home that have talent.
Well, with that said, Virginia did not have a very distinguished group of recruits commit on the early signing date in early December. You know, these are high school kids. But the high school recruiting continues through early February. Can Virginia turn some players now? Can they also continue to build on what I'm hearing are good results for the 26 crop of high school kids? Because we know you got to win both elements. You've got to go down both those pipelines, and you've got to win the high school kids to build a good skeleton for your team, and then you can supplement in the portal, but you don't want to be totally dependent on the portal, or you can have a nightmare like they had down at Florida State, where the whole team was transfer portal and they didn't know each other, and then they didn't play well. So I think we've got to avoid that at Virginia. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that what Virginia has done a very good job is utilize, you know, what one of our strengths as the overall school with the academics is, you know, utilizing almost like what they did in baseball, the Sabre metrics, to be able to put together a roster of guys that can contribute, you know, across the board. And I think they're going to continue to do that, not just in the portal, but also with high school recruiting, so that you're not like Duke, where you spend all your money on just a quarterback and you lack sort of the depth, and it shows throughout their season. So I think that we'll continue to do a very good job of building a roster of guys that can contribute both in special teams and defense, on offense, you know, both through the portal, both through recruiting, but also guys that are good culture guys. And you see a team that's a real team like we did this year.
You know, I think the Virginia coaches get a lot of should get a lot of credit for the caliber of athletes they found in the portal, the way in which they were able to integrate them within the team, and the way in which they got the most out of them. I mean, even with all those injuries for all those offensive linemen that got hurt, they still managed to put together a darn good offensive line, and they got to do it again. It's got to happen all over again, and Virginia's probably going to have to find a quarterback.
And all the players seem to talk about the chemistry in the locker room. So to have that many newcomers come in and be able to build the camaraderie that obviously they had, that's another compliment to the coaching staff and the players. Noah, do you have any eligibility left? Sparks leaving and Bettridge, right? So we got to replace kickers.
Come on, time to suit up.
Hey, I know.
Hey, listen, if
apparently anybody's got eligibility now.
Hey, if Rivers can go back and play for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, so that's right. You could be 40 years old and be in your eighth year and still play college football anymore. You know, it's amazing.
Your wife said she wants to get you out of the house. And, you know, this is a chance.
Give you something to do on Saturday.
I don't think anybody wants to see that now.
John, final thoughts before we go to break here on the season and what it might be next year.
Yeah, well, I definitely don't think we'll be slated last heading into the ACC. The points you guys made, I think one of the things I noticed, you know, I took my kids to the Florida State game, and, of course, that was an upset. We rushed the field. And after, you know, we're down on the field taking pictures with a lot of the players. My kids were enjoying that. Of course, they had no idea who I was. Just my kids just saw players in uniforms and were taking pictures with them. But I was very impressed. Just, you know, guys looking in the eyes, take time to take pictures with kids. That there's, for a team of this caliber, there wasn't a lot of ego. And that's a really tough thing to do with today's money and transfer portal and college athletics. And again, hats off to the coaches for what they were able to put together this year.
Well, listen, it was a great, great year.
I want to thank you, Noah, for joining us. I know you were traveling today. And John Copper, thank you. It's been a great season. We thank you for your visits this year. And we look forward to next season, right?
Absolutely.
All right, you guys take it easy. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And we look forward to the next segment. We got Jody Smith joining us. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James River Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All aboard!
Hey, we're back. Segment two of tonight's show. Frank and Jabo in studio. We'll do it again, but happy New Year, what we refer to as Happy Who Year around here. But we're all looking forward to 2026, and hopefully it's health and prosperity for all our listeners, sponsors, friends, and all the folks out there in radio land. But we're still hoping to hear from Jody Smith. I guess the one thing on the Ortho Virginia injury report at the moment is Jakari White. I think he had surgery on Tuesday on the left wrist. I think you said last week some people are saying 4 to 6 weeks.
Hopefully
maybe they can speed that up a little bit.
It's a wrist. Come on.
So what's that mean?
Meaning it's delicate. You're dealing with very tight anatomy there.
Shoot him up. Get him out there. Come on. What happened to the men were men, you know?
How about the days of a little strain here or there.
Now, the problem is the schedule over the course of the next 3 or 4 weeks is challenging. So it's a time where Jakari will clearly be missed. Now, the game against American the other day, American not a real high-quality opponent, but Elijah Gertrude got in the game, played reasonably well. Now, can he carry that over to the games this week against Virginia Tech and NC State? We'll just have to wait and see.
I think it's this could be one of those unexpected benefits when one fella gets hurt. And this is an opportunity for Gertrude to get some live action and not have to sit on the bench.
No, clearly he's going to be in the rotation, because the one thing that's pretty obvious that Coach Odom likes a 9-man rotation. So Gertrude is going to fit into that, and he's going to see some floor time, so hopefully he can be productive when he's out there.
Listen, he's a good athlete. He was the highest-rated player that Tony Bennett ever recruited. Okay?
You know, just looking at it.
Did you know that?
I knew he was up there.
The guy could tomahawk dunk in high school.
He played 15 minutes, 43 seconds against American. 4 for 4 from the field, 2 for 2 from three, 1 for 1 from the free throw line. So that's pretty good.
I'd say play him. All right. The other thing is, and Jabo never talks about this sort of thing, but I am. Malik Thomas was a big deal in terms of getting him out of the portal. He averaged 20 points a game last year out on the left coast. And I think the problem is when you're an alpha male like this guy, you got to call some plays for him. You got to stop just running the offense, because he's being taught to defer, defer, defer. Sometimes you got to call a play, clear the side, and let him show the other team who's boss.
Yeah, and I think
he's a serious athlete.
One of his strengths, in addition to perimeter shooting, is taking the ball to the rim. You know, in his past years, he went to the free throw line a lot. So that you'd like to see him have opportunity at the free throw line.
And what better thing to do to take control against anybody, particularly on the road, which is where they're going to be in these next two games.
Absolutely.
Against VPI and NC State. Get him on the wing and make the other team defend him, because you know what? He's got all kinds of moves. He's built like a frickin' linebacker.
No, I mean, he's
strong.
He clearly may not, at least through the first 12 games, lived up to the hype before the season, but there's still plenty of time for that to happen. But you're right. Without Jakari White, people like Malik need to step up and try to compensate for the loss of Jakari White, because he's clearly – Jakari may be their best shooter.
Well, he was when he went down. You know, when a guy starts making shots, the instinct at any level is to feed him the ball. Okay, how about when you got hot, even Parkhill threw you the ball?
I'd have to think about that.
Well, Bonner would throw you the ball.
Well, absolutely, Bonner would. You know, Bonner knew that was the way to go, you know. But at any rate, unfortunately, I think we're going to miss Jody tonight. But nevertheless, Jakari White is the key injury at the moment for Virginia Athletics, and hopefully the medical staff can get him back sooner rather than
it's
later.
It's his non-shooting hand wrist. He's going to be fine.
Yeah, he just needs to put a little brace on it and get out there.
He just needs some time to rehab. All right, well, we're going to break here at the bottom of the hour. We got Dan Bonner. Used to be in Habbo's wedding, which is still a shocking statistic. Stay with us. Who's talking? We'll continue.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildrip.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fran and Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James Rivera Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 17 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
We're back. Who's talking? Segment number 3 tonight. Believe it or not, this is show number 19, Hobbo, for the 17th season, and show number 580.
Overall. Yes.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Anyway, we are excited to have one of your teammates, and he also was in your wedding, which probably, I'm betting he saved the day.
Well, he among others, you know, we had Parkhill in there as well, you know, so.
He probably kept the ring.
Now, you know, Bonner.
Bonner probably was good enough to hand off the ring.
If we needed to make a free throw, we would have called upon Dan. He was a very, very good free throw shooter. He was deliberate, but he was very effective. Coach Bonner, how are you doing, buddy?
Hi, Bob. How are you today? Are you managing to keep Frank under control? I'm sure he's so excited about the bowl victory that he can't talk about anything else.
No. We're using a basketball term here. We're pivoting to basketball after having some conversation about football. And clearly the football Hoos had a terrific year, and we're all happy about that. But I was going to start by asking you about, you know, we start conference play tomorrow. Any surprises from your perspective in the non-conference season? For example, I see the Cal Bears, by the way, were, I think, picked by the media to be sick.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
16th in the league, and they're 12-1 at the moment. So have they played a soft schedule, or are they better than the media thought?
Well, Jim, number one, I think that just about everybody has played a relatively soft schedule. You know, in the ACC notes, they said that so far in non-conference play, the ACC as a league has 24 wins by at least 40 points, which is the most among all Division I conferences, and the most in it ties the record for the most in the ACC in the last 45 years. So I think everybody has played a relatively weak schedule, but Cal, that's the way you do it now. And they beat UCLA, they beat Utah, so it's not like they haven't beaten anybody. But now, as I had a conversation with Dave Odom when I was over in Charlottesville for the American game, and he said, yeah, all this is real well and good, but now you have to play the big boys. And so now we'll see how good everybody really is.
Yeah, and speaking of that, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, Cal hosts Louisville, so that'll be a challenging game for them right off the bat. How about a game that this show is interested in on Wednesday afternoon? Virginia goes to Blacksburg to play the Hokies. Hokies are 11-2. Are they legit?
Yes, they are. And in the Abdallah kid, they have one of the best freshmen in the conference. They've got some veteran guys returning. So, yes, they are 100% legit. And I think for Virginia, you know, good heavens, what a way to start the conference schedule. They play four of their first six games on the road, and those four road games are at Virginia Tech, at North Carolina State, at Louisville, and at SMU. And then the two home games they play are against Cal, that 12-1 team you mentioned, and Stanford, who's 11-2. So it's Virginia's going to find out how good they are really fast.
Well, how good do you think Virginia is?
I think they're very good. You know, I think that the conference, however, Jim, before everybody, it's this isn't a conference, and by any metric you look at it, that's been like the last couple years. This is like the old days. There are a number of extremely good teams in the conference. You know, we talked about Louisville and SMU and NC State, but Miami, Clemson, Virginia Tech. I mean, Wake Forest. I mean, think about Wake Forest. They lost a really close game to Michigan, and everybody thinks that Michigan is, you know, the best team in the country, and Wake Forest had them on the ropes and wasn't able to finish. They did the same thing against Texas Tech, and we'd be talking a whole lot differently about Wake Forest had they won those two games. So I think our league is as good as it has been in a long time, and while I think Virginia obviously is much improved, and while I've been very impressed with what I've seen of them, they're going to have their hands full, but everybody in the conference is going to have their hands full.
And I think we've talked about this before. Is Virginia good enough defensively to be in the upper echelon of the ACC?
I think so. I mean, the defensive numbers, you're not going to have defensive numbers that the fans in Charlottesville have gotten used to over the last 14 or 15 years. But I think that this is a Virginia team that is capable of being a very good defensive team. And the other thing is, you don't just have to apply defensive pressure. Virginia is a team that can apply offensive pressure. When you're scoring, your defense is better. It makes it the other team feels pressure that they have to score, and so that helps your defense. And so I think Virginia is really well positioned. I'm really curious to see how all this goes, but I've been very impressed with what I've seen from them so far, and I expect them to have a really good season.
Who do you think would be a sleeper team in the ACC at this stage?
Well, at this stage, you know, that's a really interesting question because we're not really sure, given, you know, the fact that nobody's really played a dynamite schedule. But I think that a team that jumps out at me just because of the improvement that they've made in just about every area is Miami. You know, they're 11-2, and yeah, they haven't played a really difficult schedule, but Miami was dreadful last year. It was dreadful the year before that. So I think Miami is the kind of a team that if they gel, they could be a real surprise in the conference.
Dan, this is Frank, and thanks for joining us tonight. I've been studying the net ever since your last visit, and you know, every year we tend to look at that, and we never know really what to make of all this. But you know what? The net now does not reflect the AP poll at all. It's a completely different number, and it's kind of fascinating to me. I mean, for instance, Iowa is 25th in the AP, but they're 11th in the net, which is kind of a head-scratcher. Looking at some other numbers here, Houston is number 8 in the AP at 11-1 overall in their schedule, but they're number 14 in the net. Some people like Brigham Young and so forth, they reflects the inaccurate reading there. Vanderbilt, a team that Virginia scrimmaged and actually beat us out there, they're 12-0 now, 11th in the AP, but they're number 6 in the net. So I'd have to say, of all the people on the list right now, I'm looking at them and I'm like, uh-oh, this Vanderbilt team means business. Have you seen them yet?
I've seen them, you know, on tape and on TV, Frank. Yeah, they're very good. They're very good. But the net, we can't – the reason we have to get excited about the net is because now we're getting into the time where everybody's going to start talking about how many quad one wins do you have. Yep. And so the quad one wins depends, of course, upon not only your net ranking but the net ranking of your opponent. And you want to know how the net works, Frank? The net works, Frank, I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
Virginia, before they played American, and it was a quad four game for Virginia because I don't know exactly what American's net was, but it was in the 200s. So American comes into Charlottesville to play Virginia, and Virginia is 30 in the net. American is around 200. And so you would expect that Virginia is supposed to win that game. And even if they win the game by a lot, it shouldn't make a big difference. But the next day, after Virginia's 40-point win against American, Virginia went from number 30 in the net to number 24 in the net. Number 23 in the net. So they jumped up. They jumped up. You know, since they were 30, you move up seven spots. That's like a 25% jump against, because you beat a team that you should beat. You beat them at home, and you beat them decisively, which you should do.
Right.
And so that's why the net, this net is a frustrating thing, but it's what we use. And the ACC teams, all of them, Virginia included, have done a great job with their non-conference scheduling and their success in the non-conference scheduling, to the point where, you know, you've got like eight or nine teams in the top 35 of the net, which will do nothing but help the ACC teams as they start beating one another in conference play.
Well, the one thing I don't like about it, it incentivizes running up the score on people, which doesn't seem very sportsmanlike to me. But let me ask you this, back to the ACC, with strength better from top to bottom, is there a potential concern that the ACC is going to beat up on each other, and you're going to have a lot of teams that, you know, win 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 games, other than obviously Duke. Duke's probably the class of the league at this stage. But will that competitive thing move a bunch of people toward 500 in the conference?
Jim, it might. But again, you look down at the way the nets are right now, and they won't change that much before everybody starts the conference play all the time. But Duke 3, North Carolina 15, Louisville 17, Virginia 24, SMU 31, NC State 32, Miami 35, Clemson 36, Cal 48, Virginia Tech 61. If those are the teams beating up on one another, it's not really going to affect them all that much. The problem that the ACC teams will get into is if you're playing Pitt, which is 119, or Florida State 128, Georgia Tech 179, Boston College 184. Those are games you cannot afford to lose. You can't afford to lose to Stanford at home, even though they're pretty good. You can't afford to lose to Syracuse at home, even though they're pretty good. But the net, the overall net for the ACC, all the ACC teams, is in such a situation, as long as you're not losing games to Pitt, Florida State, Georgia Tech, or Boston College, then the other teams can beat up on one another. And I don't think it will limit the number of teams that the ACC gets in the NCAA tournament.
As we sit here today talking about the tournament, how many teams do you think the ACC will get in the tournament?
Well, that's a really good question, and I will defer to my colleague Joe Lenardi, who says eight. And if that's what Joe says, then okay, I'm buying it. It's so funny that we start talking about that now, and a game that you play in December is critical for your NCAA tournament bid. But that's the way we do it now, and I think all that talk actually helps increase the interest in the NCAA tournament. But Joe Lenardi says eight, so I'm going to go with Joe.
Well, eight would be a big improvement over recent years.
Well, and it was time. The ACC, Commissioner Phillips talked about this just – you know, weeks ago, about the ACC needed to perform better this year. And I think the head coaches and the athletic directors, they got busy, and they worked hard in the off season to create schedules that would give the ACC teams a chance to play their way into the ACC, the NCAA tournament.
No question, Frank, no question. But It's more than that. It's more than just scheduling. You have to have those schedules, and then the teams have to go out and perform.
Yes.
And I already mentioned that the ACC has 24 wins by 40 or more. But also, this year, the ACC has 38 wins against teams from the other power conferences. And last year, they had 20.
Yes.
So they've almost doubled the number of wins they have against the power conferences. Last year, they won 130 non-conference games. This year, they've already won 172. And so the teams across the board have made improvements, and some of that is with scheduling. But the other thing is that is success. You can schedule all you want, but the bottom line is you have to win games. And in the non-conference portion of the schedule, the conference teams did that, and Virginia is among the conference teams leading the way with that. So they've set themselves up very nicely. Virginia and all these other teams that we're talking about, the Clemsons, the Miamis, you know, the North Carolina States, the SMUs, they've set themselves up in a very good position. Now they got to follow through.
Hey, Dan, we thank you for your time tonight. As the season unfolds, we'll have you back to get an update from you as to how things are going. In the meantime, Happy New Year to you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Frank, you guys have a good New Year.
Dan, appreciate you have a great New Year's.
All right, we got Jody Smith, I think, is going to join us in this last segment along with some other things, so please stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Perentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local town bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX.
America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, final segment tonight. It's been a fun show. We've enjoyed having John Copper, Noah Greenbaum, Dan Bonner, and now we finally caught up to Jody Smith.
Last but not least.
He was running through an airport like the old OJ ads. He was hurdling luggage. He was signing autographs. Jody, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight. How are you, sir?
Doing great, guys. How are y'all tonight?
We're flying high. You know, Cavs win, we're happy.
Yes.
You know, that.
All right, of course.
Give us the lowdown
on Jakari White's wrist.
So Jakari had surgery, and, you know, based on that alone, it's probably going to be 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, that's speculation. I don't know what surgery that he had. I heard he broke his wrist. And the fact that he had an operation normally means it takes longer. Now, if it was a non-displaced crack, then it could be as early as 4. I can't imagine it would be much sooner than that just because he's going to have to play in a brace if he plays before that, and that's going to limit his ability to do things. So I guess that was – you know, so looking at the earliest kind of mid to late January, probably it sounds like that's, but that's a little bit speculation.
Hobbo appeared to be playing in a brace all those years ago, but really that was just Hobbo.
when I played, Doc McHugh pulled out the needle, baby, and stuck it right in the different era,
Hobbo.
All right. We're going to give you an opportunity. Dr. Smith, let's talk about the upcoming games that are on the national agenda. First off, college football playoff. Bama is going to play Indiana. You've got Texas Tech versus Oregon. You got Miami and Ohio State. That's going to be Friday night, if I'm not mistaken.
Wednesday night.
Excuse me.
New Year's Eve.
I'm sorry. It should be Friday night. And Ohio State is favored by 9.5 points, and I'm taking the points in Miami, baby. I think Ohio State showed whatever Achilles heel they've got. Indiana found it, and Miami's coaches are smart enough to, you know, exploit that. What do you think?
The question is, how good is the Big Ten? I mean, they beat Texas, you know, early in the year. That's the only real signature non-conference win that anybody in the Big Ten has. And so are they that good? Indiana's clearly better than Ohio State is. I mean, I think I'd take Miami in the points also. I also might take Alabama in the points against Indiana, just kind of not knowing exactly how good that team is, although I'm not exactly enamored with Indiana. I mean, with Alabama, because they can't run the football.
What is the spread on that Alabama game, do you know?
The spread is 7 points, and okay. I'm going to tell you this. I think Alabama has got more talent position to position, and Mendoza has had a great year. But this is a different environment that they're going to play in, and I'm going to predict Bama upsets Indiana. Texas Tech is going to play Oregon, and initially Texas Tech was favored when the line opened by 1.5 points, but that is now flipped, and Oregon is favored by 2.5 points. What do you think?
That means that the guys who really have the money know something, and I never would go against the guys that have the money.
Right. So, Oregon in a nail biter.
Yeah, I mean, I think Texas has got the best defense in the country. That kid who he was a quarterback in Virginia in his first year, and now he's a defensive player of the year in the country. He's a beast.
Yep.
I think they're going to give Oregon everything they want, man. I think that's a pick 'em. I would take Texas Tech.
All right. Georgia versus Ole Miss. Georgia's favored by 6.5 points, and for all the griping and moping that all the dog fans have, this is the game in which they can pretty much silence the Rebs over there at Ole Miss. I think that Georgia probably just has too much. Ole Miss is going to play well. Their quarterback has had a marvelous year. And despite Lane Kiffin leaving, the offensive coordinator stayed. So I think Ole Miss is going to play them close, but I think Georgia's going to pull away. What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, this is their second quarterback. The guy who was the starter all year opted out before the first game. But yeah, the guy who is starting now was the starter at the beginning of the season. So he's still a good quarterback. Yeah. I think the same thing you think. I think Georgia's got a lot of talent. They've played really, really well. They beat up on Alabama. Unless they kind of lose focus, that should be an easy win for Georgia.
Hey, if you like football, New Year's Day, 12-4-8. You got three playoff games on the same day. So you can just sit in your easy chair and watch.
Well, there's more games than that. On the 31st, you've got Arizona State versus Duke in the Sun Bowl. That's at 2 o'clock. That'll be a good warm-up game. And Duke is favored by 3 points. And then on January the 2nd, Wake Forest is playing Mississippi State. And wouldn't that be a shocker if they could beat Mississippi State's favored by 3? I wouldn't be shocked. Wake is a tough, resilient team. Final thoughts on the other game. Number 17, Arizona, is going to play SMU in the Holiday Bowl also on January 2nd. Any thoughts on those games?
Yeah, Wake's got a great defense. Offensively, they've been challenged all year. Mississippi State's not much better. I think that'll probably be a defensive barn burner. I think that the SMU team could win that game against Arizona. They've been up and down all year, but it'll be interesting. I'm more interested in to see if the Hoos can beat Tech at Tech on Wednesday.
Yeah, basketball.
2 o'clock. All right. Jody, thank you and your colleagues as always.
We got to go. Next week's show, we've got Wally Walker. Make sure you tune in. We'll be back at our regular time, 6 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.